Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about narcissism and how to make a relationship work with a narcissist. I'm also going to be talking in the part two on how to end a relationship with a narcissist in a peaceful way so that you and your children and everybody has their sanity intact. So before I talk about how to make a relationship work with someone who has narcissistic characteristics, I just want to say a huge thank you to the 930 people that are part of the Relationship Tips and Advice Facebook group. It's a loving, supporting community where we share tips and tools, where people post their concerns and I give feedback and so does the group, and also where I do live Q&As. So there's a different theme and a topic every single week, a little bit like the podcast. However, you can also ask questions live. You can post your questions to me before on the topic, and I support you to get the best out of your life, out of your relationship. There's also people that join to learn about the relationships that are going through a breakup. I also, in my one-to-one work, support people to move on, to let go, to create a new life, to co-parent effectively, and to go through all of those post-relationship ending concerns so that they can also live their best life. So today's topic, we're talking about narcissism. So narcissism is a really difficult thing to deal with, of course. And sometimes I do also believe that the label doesn't help. However, in this context, some people are in love with someone who is displaying some of the key characteristics. I'll share what the key characteristics are and then how to manage them. And just while I mentioned on that Facebook group, if you want to join, just go to Facebook, type in Relationship Advice Nicola Beer, or type in Nicola Beer and hopefully I will come up. So I'm sure that most of you will have heard of the term narcissism thrown around to describe people who are vain or full of themselves and constantly putting others down. Maybe you stumbled across it in a Google search or a friend has pointed it out to you. Even though I'm not a big fan of labels, as I mentioned, I've seen so many people change through coaching that I've done. I've seen so many people have some certain behaviours and they've managed to change them. So if you can apply the label and say, okay, this is how they're acting at the moment, this is the behaviors they're displaying at the moment, and break them down and deal with them one by one, that's really going to help you. If you research it, find all this stuff on the internet that says, okay, they're just this way and they're just that way, that can leave you to feel more distant from them. It could lead you to feel more hopeless. And if you really want the relationship to work, there needs to be that positivity and that connection. So do you know the true meaning of narcissism? The definition of a narcissist is someone who suffers from a mental health condition called narcissistic personality disorder. People who have NPD and exhibit narcissistic behaviors genuinely believe in the delusions of grandeur, where they are truly in love with this perfect ideal image of themselves, which is most often far from the truth and a coping mechanism for deep-rooted issues that they wish to keep hidden. So they go around thinking that they're flawless, acting like they're flawless, and sometimes they may even, to hide this, they will say, I'm not perfect, but I know I have my faults, but, and really they're just dismissing any negative thing coming to them by saying one of those statements. Or they may be very quick to point out everybody else's wrongs and not accept any blame at all or any responsibility for anything. It's this constant need to turn their back on issues that they may be carrying inside them that can cause unpredictable, unstable, and hurtful behavior towards others. They're often so consumed with hiding their flaws or insecurities that they tend to lack empathy for others and come across highly ignorant, selfish, and judgmental. This leads on to the reasons why narcissists really struggle to change their behaviour and act out when someone calls them out for behaving in a way that perhaps has hurt some people. The irony is their reaction to loved ones telling them about their behaviour causes them to act out more because they are so sensitive to criticism that they will then attack, blame, avoid, control, because they cannot stand to hear anything coming back to them. It's quite ironic, really, because they cannot stand any flaws being mentioned to them, and yet they like to divert attention to the flaws of other people. So today I really wanted to talk about how narcissism affects relationships and what you can do if you are totally in love with someone that is betraying some of these characteristics. You really want to make the relationship work, or you really can't leave because of whatever reason that it is that's important to you. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So before I get into the tips, I want to go over what narcissistic behaviour is exactly. Maybe you have looked it up on the internet, maybe you haven't, maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it and you're curious. So I'm going to talk about the main characteristics and traits to be aware of, and then tips on tools how to deal with it. So I mentioned the delusions of grandeur. Now that's quite a bit of a technical term. It's kind of like, what on earth does that mean, Nicola? Delusions of grandeur. But really, it's where someone falsely believes that they are more important, better, more successful than those around them, regardless of any hard facts to show them otherwise. For example, they will talk about how intelligent they are compared to other people, compared to their work colleagues, for example, how more successful they are than family members, friends, even famous people, even people that are well known for being intelligent and successful. They will continue to be persistent in their beliefs, even if everybody else is sort of taken back by, well, you can't be the absolute best, or you can't be the top, or whatever it is. To other people listening, they may feel like, wow, you're being judgmental, that's a lie, that isn't impressive, talking about yourself in such a way when they're really trying to impress you. The second characteristic is a false world. People who have narcissistic personality disorder will not only believe that their delusions are right, that they are the absolute best, they will go so far as to create a world around them that support those dreams. They may make up stories why they're so successful, what they've done in their life. They may start lying to keep up this image. They may pretend that they have a lot more money than they have, pretend that their job title is higher than it is, pretend that they're going and doing different things when they're not doing those. And sometimes they may be putting everything on a credit card and living this super successful high life when actually they're struggling to pay paycheck to paycheck, portraying that they are rich, they're successful, buying these luxurious cars, homes, holidays, and it's all an illusion. And that, sometimes it can be really difficult for the person married to them, who sometimes can't even understand when they know their financial situation, what they're doing, or sometimes where they're completely hidden. They have no idea until it's been revealed that, wow, they've been living a lie with this person. Another characteristic is seeking praise or attention. Now, we all love to be appreciated, of course. And some of us really need praise in order to feel valued and special. However, narcissists tend to take this to the extreme. They actually have so many insecurities. They may constantly be asking for reassurance. They may do things to get attention. They may create drama to get a reaction so that they can really feed off the attention. They'll seek constant reassurance, constant praise, may even, like, you know, fish for the compliments, as they call it, asking and asking for you to get back to them. The next one is the sense of entitlement. So from the points that I've mentioned already, you can really already tell that the narcissist thinks very highly of themselves and wants the world around them to support these delusions, to support this image that they're portraying, that they are above other people. And they also feel like they have this sense of entitlement. They're entitled to respect. They're entitled to attention. They're entitled to people to look up to them. They're entitled to control. They're entitled to all of these different things. And they make a lot of demands on people. And these can be sometimes very strict and very painful, very hurtful, very high standards, expect other people to have very, very high standards, and get very angry and sometimes abusive when they're not having everything be the way that they feel they're entitled to have it be. One example is sometimes, let's say you're sitting down to eat, they have to be the head of the table. They have to lead the conversation in the dinner parties. They have to be the one that is driving it. They need that attention. They need to be leading. So another narcissistic trait is lacking empathy. For people with narcissism, sometimes they find it very difficult to see things from other people's perspectives. They can't put themselves into other people's shoes. And so they don't empathize with other people. And as they're so busy trying to hide any insecurities that they have by sharing how great and perfect they are and how they are always doing things right, it can sometimes come across to the other person that they really don't care. They really don't understand. And sometimes this can be because the narcissist has these insecurities, has these weaknesses that they can't bear to look at. And if they see weakness and insecurities in other people, they can't stand it. They think it's weak and uncontrollable because it can sometimes be like that mirror to them that they find too painful to see. So this can be really difficult. And sometimes I've done coaching for men or women to help them to empathize more. For some people, it hasn't been a natural thing. And you think, well, how can you teach empathy? Well, it's just because often the people that I find and I work with, that when I coach them to show more compassion and empathy, it's kind of like their upbringing. They haven't been taught to understand that it's okay to be weak, it's okay to be wrong, it's okay to show emotion. More often than not, a lot of studies have shown people with narcissistic characteristics imprint that from their parents. If you have a parent that can never accept blame, that blames everything on everyone else, the world, the politicians, the people down the road, their wife, their husband, if someone really can never accept blame or responsibility, sometimes you can pick that up yourself. And then that can start to feed into that lack of empathizing, especially if when you were growing up, you were told, just get on with it. Just pick yourself up, deal with it. Or sometimes I'm not interested. You know, that's come up a lot actually this week in the couples that I've worked with, where their husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend has just said to them when they're complaining, I don't care. I really don't care. And how hurtful is that to hear that? And then where do you go from there? So I've been guiding and supporting them on what to do if your partner just looks at you and says, I don't care. Don't care that you're upset. How do you manage that? Because, of course, that's going to be very upsetting. So the last characteristic I wanted to talk about today is they exhibit bullying and manipulative behaviours. So this is probably the most common kind of sign you will see from a narcissist, where they're trying to control somebody, where they are in so much fear themselves, although they may not recognize that or want to even acknowledge that, but they will want you to only be friends with people that they approve of. They will want you to wear what they approve of. They will want you to speak how they approve of. They will want you to ask them before you go and do things. They may want you to only socialize with them if you are next to them all the time. They may tell you what career you can do. They may tell you when and where you can go and see your family members. It depends really how manipulative and difficult they can be in wanting to control, wanting things their way. They can also limit your free time. want to manage your time for you. And all of this can really break somebody down. And then the bullying. So what is bullying? Bullying can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be mental. Telling someone that they're wrong, that they're not good enough, that they regret being with them, any kind of put downs like that. Now, you're probably listening to this trait and you may be able to think, well, I do some of those and my partner does some of those. And of course, from time to time, in the heat of an argument, in the heat of a massive life stressful event, we may display some odd reaction of these. But this is where people are living with this in a relationship, where it's been a constant theme. And the person can't leave because of whatever reason, or they don't want to leave because they're totally in love. And it's really about how to healthily change this. You may be listening to this thinking, thank goodness that isn't me. I don't understand why people would still stay in that relationship. Well, narcissists, another characteristic is that they can be so loving and so caring and offer a lot of security because they really want you. And sometimes people may feel, okay, they care what I speak, they care who I'm with, they care about this. They really feel, wow, I'm getting a lot of attention here as well. And I like the fact that they're so into me, that they're so wanting to control everything. But of course, that's how it can be at the beginning. They can be love bombed. They can be told, you're the best thing that's happened to me very, very early on. They can offer marriage proposals very early on. All different things like that, and lots of commitment and lots of love. And then they want to then control and control. And sometimes it can get out of hand. They often promise the world, shower with compliments, shower with gifts, until someone really falls in love with them. They're also capable of making up that fantasy world that I remember sharing with you about these lifestyle delusions. I've had women and men where they really believed that their partner was super wealthy, super powerful, super successful. And then later down the line, they found, wow, this is all a web of lies. So it's really hard. And if you're living with a narcissist, if you're in love with a narcissist, it's important not to beat yourself up, not to blame yourself for the past. The past is gone. It is important, though, to take responsibility for where you are now and do what you can to start to break any forms of being controlled, any forms of being manipulated, standing up for yourself in a loving, firm, and peaceful way. And that's basically a lot of the work that I do to support people. Narcissists are also capable of making you feel like you're the problem, in whatever terms that they call it, gaslighting. So sometimes this can happen, and that is where it can be actually quite difficult to understand, is it me? A lot of people I work with, they're like, is it me? Am I wrong? Am I going crazy? It's also very difficult for people to leave a narcissist because of all of those controlling different behaviors. So I'm gonna create another short episode on how to leave a relationship with a narcissist. So I want to make this equal and fair. And even though this whole podcast is about saving a marriage, if you're one of the people that finds yourself in this really difficult stage where you want to leave, but you're worried, you want to leave, but you don't know how to do it peacefully, then I will create a short podcast and article on that. You can go to my website, nicolabeer.com, to read it, or I will create a follow-up podcast because, of course, I want people to be healthy. I want people to be happy. And that's where I feel that my role in providing this show is to support people. So I will do that. So let's get into what can you do if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, if you're seeing those traits that I mentioned and you want to have a healthier, happy relationship. These are some tips that have helped those couples that I've worked with in a similar situation. So the first thing is to really understand narcissistic personality disorder. When you read up on narcissistic behavior, you will quickly realize that the way that your partner is acting and reacting to things is no reflection on you. A lot of people take it very personally, and they realize from understanding more about it that it doesn't really matter what they do. They can always be wrong unless they're allowing themselves to be completely controlled. And then, of course, that even has a lot more damaging effects for that person. These are deep-rooted issues. Again, most of them can be imprinted from childhood. They can also be learned. Sometimes people change after they've gone through a lot of pain as well. So understanding that it's not you is really important to remind yourself that you need to be loving and kind towards yourself. If you're attacking yourself as well and you're getting some attacks from them, this is really going to affect your self-esteem and not going to be very healthy for you. Arming yourself with knowledge, case studies, scientific facts about narcissism may help you. It may guide you, it may support you, and it also can give you tips and tools on how to approach things, how to adapt your conversation so that they can listen and don't make them feel any more insecure or threatened, how to stand up for yourself, and the importance of really doing lots of loving actions to look after yourself and any children that you may have. Then the most important one really is about setting your limits and boundaries. Take some time to figure out what you're willing to work on and what parts of your relationship that you're definitely not happy with. This will help you to set your boundaries and also enables you to plan what to do or how to react in different situations with your partner. For example, if you know that they have a tendency to put you down when you accomplish something at work, celebrate yourself first when it happens. Share it with people around you that would be happy for you. And mentally prepare yourself for potential reactions from your partner. Now, in an ideal world, of course, you wouldn't need to do that. However, if you've been trying to get them to change this area and it keeps happening and you want to stay with them, then it's important to be able to praise yourself, feel good in yourself, look after yourself, and not let their reaction affect your happiness and your successes. No narcissist likes to lose control of any situation, so they may act out when they realize that you are setting limits to how much information you share with them or how much you let them affect you. In order to counter this, have reactions prepared. If they're willing to talk well to you, if they want to be part of the things that you're celebrating and successing with, then you want to say to them that I really want to share more good news with you, and this is the response I would love. Do you think you'll be able to do that for me? And just asking that question and sharing how important it is to you. And only do this when you're both in a calm, cool place. And also don't give a reaction if you feel like, okay, they're trying to get a rise out of you. They're taunting you because they want attention. They want you to be affected. Then just simply smiling and not letting it get to you. The next is surrounding yourself with people who lift you up. We get a lot of self-esteem from being around people who admire us, smile at us, have positive things to say about us. And if we are isolated, which sometimes being in a narcissistic relationship, people can find themselves being more and more isolated as time goes by, it can be very detrimental to confidence. So making sure that you have a really great support team, people that lift you up, that admire, love you, respect you, as I mentioned, that you can have some fun and interaction with, that make you feel that you are worthy of love and importance. Choose the people that you always feel good after seeing. Sometimes the women and men that I support on a one-to-one basis find that, wow, I've married someone like my mum, I've married someone like my dad. How do I change this? How do I get out of it? How do I learn from this? How do I grow from this? How can I create a different story to my parents' story? And that's what a lot of the time we go through. And I would say that if you're in that situation, there's definitely some things you can do. As I mentioned before, you can research, you can talk to a professional, a relationship expert, someone who you feel understands you or are close friends, that can help you to start to set the boundaries, to start to get change in your relationship. A lot of people, when they come to me, they're like, what is a healthy relationship? What is loving and caring? And what is controlling? And we go through some of the boundaries that others have set themselves, and it's made a real great difference in the relationship. And then the last step that you can suggest is supporting them to get help. supporting them to work on the relationship. Often it's far easier to get them to join a joint program, a joint relationship program, where, you know, for example, the way I run it is I have individual sessions, then together, individual, then together. So if you go to someone that does that, then sometimes a narcissist will say, okay, well, I'm going to this because we're both having problems, or I'm going to this because you're the problem. However, it doesn't really matter why someone goes there. It's just that they're going there and they're getting the help and support to change things. So getting them to get some help would be great if they are open and willing, and doing it from a point of love, that's always the best way. So lastly, I just would like to say that it's really difficult for a narcissist to admit that they are wrong. That is why telling them to get individual therapy is very difficult. It's also why talking about issues is very difficult. Definitely avoid saying to them that they're selfish, that they're a narcissist. No one wants to hear that they're a narcissist. And guaranteed they will go and look it up and they will find some traits that you're doing on that list and say, see, you are. And that's unfortunately the difficulty with labels. Labels don't really help. What they can do is they can give you guidelines. So you want to be looking at what is the behavior, what do we want to change, what are the solutions. I really believe that whenever you're working through any problem, especially in relationship problems, it's like 10% on the problem. 10% of the time we're like identifying what's wrong. Then you need to switch to the solution, because it's the solution that makes us happier. The solution that gets us out of those stuck, difficult places. If you've tried everything and they're not changing, if your self-esteem is really affected, if you're feeling that you're getting more anxious, more depressed, and a shadow of yourself, then do get some support. Get some support to see whether you can turn things around on your own in the relationship. Get some support to leave. I will create a new podcast on that, about how to leave someone who has a narcissistic personality. If you're struggling, I feel that it's the right thing to do that for our wonderful listeners, you being here with me. And be kind and loving to yourself. And as I mentioned, it'll be so great to connect with you in the Facebook group. If you feel like joining, you can just find it. The link will be along with the show. And you can also just type in relationship Nicola Beer and hopefully it should come up. Wish you a wonderful day, week ahead. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.